This is very exciting. Deepu has an idea for an episode. It's like when a kid comes in a room and he's like, I've invented something. I don't know what it's going to be. He's either invented like the greatest invention ever and he's like a kid genius, or it's going to be like, it's a G.I. Joe nailed to another G.I. Joe nailed to a piece of wood I took from you.
Yeah, it's a weather test. It's a rock you can put outside.
And it's a rock you can put outside.
If it's covered in snow.
Mom, it's an outdoor rock. Mom, it's an outdoor rock.
Let's start the show.
So Deepu tells me, I have an idea for a show. He literally comes to me and goes, I have an idea for a show. Mm-hmm. So it could be anything. It could be I'm prepared for anything.
Well, actually, that idea I'm going to save for the
For what?
For next
In case
time.
You run out of lives in a later level.
Yeah, that's my emergency episode idea. So
please start saying content. Do you have an introduction?
Yes.
Okay, go. Jesus.
Welcome.
By the way, welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Okay.
Yeah, the podcast about thoughts we don't think to think about. Mm-hmm. My favorite podcast. This is my favorite podcast.
It's his podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got an ego problem. But welcome to the show. This is Deepu here. How you doing? I'm joined by my co-host.
Let them respond. You're so rude. You do this all the time.
Hey!
If you're going to ask the audience questions. Also, I guess our audience has some sort of injury. They responded, yay, to how are you doing? I've taken a lot of language courses, and no language across the entire universe says, how do you do? Yay.
It's the language of the mob, Mike. It's the language of the mob. When they like you, they just say woo or yay when That's you say true. Anything, when you ask yes. anything.
Well, let them woo then.
Okay, well, for the intro for this episode, I just wanted to just give a quick anecdote.
So you don't care how they're doing anymore?
No, I don't. It was purely hypothetical or rhetorical.
Good job.
Thanks. I do care about how they're doing, but there's no feedback. You know, they can't tell me right away. They tell me later over the phone or via bird message. Anyway, so quick. Okay. I wanted to
That's called retreating and letting your enemy punch air.
Okay, so I wanted to start off with a quick anecdote that's been looming over me.
This anecdote's very quick so far.
Yeah.
There Nothing was like a quick anecdote like being warned about it.
There was a girl in
Get
college.
Get ready. Here comes the anecdote.
Okay, yeah, you're going to be mad at me after this anecdote, I believe. Like, you're going to be like, wow, you're a fucked up person. So I'm just prepping you.
I'm ready for the anecdote.
Okay.
How many arrows do you have, Thyvius?
I have four, but they're goblin resistant.
Okay, so, and the end of freshman year, the end of freshman year of college, a girl from down the hall came, who I barely knew, you know, I was polite with. She came up to me and said, hey, can I have a photo with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we took a photo.
What?
That's not the shocking part. We took the photo.
That is the shocking part.
What? That someone wanted to take a photo with me? Are you calling
why
me ugly?
Why does somebody come up to somebody else and says, hey, can I have a photo with
Listen,
you?
Listen, this was year 2000 something. I'm not
Were you dressed
it.
As a cartoon character?
I was a sort of a novelty. I was a very white college and I'm not white. So perhaps there was something there.
Ugh, know? This is gross. Well, is that real?
No. I'm not saying that. That's it.
Okay.
But you know, diversity is important.
Oh, great! Thanks for really uplifting this comedy show with a little bit of racism.
That's not that bad. I've seen worse. Anyway,
Deeply, that's not really that. It doesn't make the story your joke on that story that much more uplifting. It's like, yeah. But I've seen worse plagues.
Okay, listen. She wasn't racist, so let's not go there.
Why? So then why? No, you went there. Oh,
I know,
God,
I
this
there.
Is why I this is why I get in trouble. This is why I get so angry at him. Oh, my God, this is just the intro.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, she wanted a photo. I'm assuming, she put it on Facebook right after. I bet she was just trying to show off, like, hey, I have a social life. Look at this guy I'm with. He's a guy. This is a person.
Okay.
Okay, and then I message her. I see the photo on Facebook, and then
You're furious.
I am a little furious because I look like dog shit, okay? I just don't look good. And I'm also, you know, I was kind of embarrassed by how she looked at the time.
Oh my God, finish the story.
I untag myself and
this
I
This is
message
like a
her.
Slideshow. This is like watching a slideshow.
this is my trip to Bogota.
Have you ever have you ever seen a slideshow and then someone was like, "But wait, there's behind the scenes features." That's what this is. It's the most boring thing I've ever experienced.
All right, you know what? There's no intro. Let's start the show.
What was the moral? What was the takeaway going to be from?
You can't just tag someone in a bad photo. That's what I realized.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Especially.
Are you kidding me? 8 minutes of our life. Are you kidding me?
Was that 8 minutes?
No. I don't like looking bad in photos was the takeaway from this.
But you see.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
let's start the show.
All right.
This is, we need a saga name. What gets smaller and bigger? Okay, can you look up the sizes of paper that people load into copy machines?
Okay, the biggest one I see is A0.
Okay, this is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, the Paper Saga, A0 edition, Deepu episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
God. Welcome back to Let's Run a Cult Podcast. I'm your host, Deepu.
Welcome back. You left your keys here.
Yes. Thank you for keeping those on the table and not taking them.
I've decided when you say something stupid, I'm going to start. I'm trying to sort of take the things that my enemies do to me and turn them into my power. That's kind of my goal right now. And I very much don't like jobs where people don't have to think. You know, making somebody work at a checkout line is a horrible thing to do. And so now I'm going to use that. And those people are, you know, they who could think when you're doing that if you've ever done it? Mm-hmm. Like, so now I'm going to use their power against you, which is every time you say something, I'm just going to do it like you're in line at store. So next time you say something like you take 5 minutes to tell us that looking bad in photos is bad, I'm just going to be like, okay, thank you. Next customer, please.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
well,
just
you're
the way I'm
going to
do
once,
it. Hello, would you like to?
I got some fucking brilliant juice.
Hello,
for
would
you
like?
Today.
See how I'm not? No. I don't like respond to that. I'm just like, hey, okay, would you like to sign up for our rewards program? Okay, do you have any? Would you want to donate $1 to dogs with no feet? Okay, would you like to subtract $1 from dogs with too many feet?
Do you ever donate, by the way, when they ask you for the dollar?
I actually did a special on this. I investigated some companies that had that built into their this was a long time ago, but that had on their checkouts. Mm-hmm. This is because I'm a pet documentarian. On their checkouts, they had these donate things, and I kind of investigated which were doing what. And some of them were actually like more legit than the businesses themselves, that the essentially a charity had kind of just been bought by some of these big companies, and you had a kiosk for the charity inside the checkout machine at the one I investigated. But
it's usually
I don't give any money to. No, this one was not horseshit. The one I just described. Hello, thank you. Can I help you? Next,
no, what
please.
I mean, what I'm
okay,
saying is
do you have anything larger than 20 pounds that needs to be shipped today? Anything fragile, liquid, perishable, made of
No, what I'm
dogs?
Saying is horseshit is how they get you, how they try and guilt you into the $1.
Oh my gosh, yeah, those people with all those dying dogs, they should be ashamed of themselves. You know, those people trying to save shitty pets.
Listen,
you know?
Do you think the whole dollar is going to the pets?
That is what my investigation was, yes.
All right, well, you know, let's just never mind. I see myself. We could just do a hard cut into this part. I see myself.
No, I have my transition. Thank you, next customer, please.
I see
you
myself.
You have our rewards
spiral
card? Would you like to sign up? Do you have an email?
Okay, listen, I'm not crazy about this new character. It's not really lively. It's not really playing well with my personality.
I know, but that's how it calms me down.
All right, is that what I am to you? I'm just a crazy customer that just walked into the store demanding Japanese blueberries or something.
Are you
random.
Asking?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what the show's about. It's about a crazy customer and a pissed off client, a pissed off checkout.
Sounds
lady.
Like a bad show. Hey, why don't you start your fucking episode? Because this is Deepu's idea. Or no, this is not your idea. So this show, you don't have an idea.
No.
Oh,
this
fuck me. It's a maze of stupidity.
No, you fucking brought it out of me. I'm bringing... This is the idea.
Oh, God forbid. He did a show where he didn't have the idea?
Before I get to the idea, please stay.
Oh, my God, no. Talk.
Before I get to the idea...
Why?
I want to say that my personality has been... It's like it's been going through the centrifuge lately. Okay?
What's a centrifuge?
Centrifuge is a thing that spins stuff around to separate.
Do you
components.
Mean a centrifuge?
What did I say?
Centrifuge?
Okay, I meant centrifuge.
Okay.
Excuse me for the people who didn't hear the R-I before the I-R. Sorry.
The way the word is spelled said.
Whatever.
What is a centrifuge?
It spins things to separate them by weight or some other property, density or something like that. Okay.
Sounds scientific to me. Okay.
Yep.
And so now your personality is what, Jekyll
yes.
and Hyde?
I used to be a blend of normal and crazy. But now the crazy is being pulled away from.
So this is a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yes. Well, now okay. Now it's becoming more distinct. Now I can control
Jekyll, Hyde, and plasma.
Yeah, now it's just crazy and plasma.
And whatever that white stuff is they put at the, that yellow white stuff they put at the bottom of the tube.
That's the crazy. And I've learned how to channel it.
So that comes preloaded.
Okay. So, today's topic, how much love are we entitled to?
This is nonsense.
No, it's not.
The sentence you said is nonsense.
No, it's not.
And I refuse to even acknowledge it as an answer.
Shouldn't having some sex as an adult be a human right?
Okay, that's not what you said in the first part. Is somebody preventing you from having sex?
It feels like it. Feels like it. Through subtle ways, I feel like I'm being kept out of the loop. As far as I know, love is a myth.
Well, of course, you know, someone has come on this show and articulately defended this point and has done so in their career. Alice Little, in fact, indeed, has advocated for the fact that prostitution should be legal because of this idea. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that is a nice solution to...
You don't have to agree just because she's on the show.
Well, you know, I don't want to tell this lovely person that she's wrong. And she has a great solution to the problem.
It seems as though you're agreeing with her.
Yeah, I mean, we can either have prostitution become
So would
legal.
You go to a prostitute? If sex is a right in your mind, if sex is a human right, just like, I don't know, what are other reasonable human rights? You know,
access
freedom
to
of
food
religion.
And water.
Yeah. Because
right now, masturbation is my only, release. You know,
welcome to the gross part of the show. Okay.
The Tylenol.
Apparently, one of the things
activity.
That Deepu could have said when he said, I have an idea for a show, is like, it's about me masturbating again.
Yeah, okay, I didn't
so
mean to bring it up.
Not that I'm against, I'm not against masturbation, but this is, here's the thing that Deepu doesn't realize. Hello, next customer, please, can I help you? sir, are you okay with the fact that today if you ask me about masturbation, I'm going to ask you about fucking masturbation? Like, you do this every time. You realize if you're going to talk about masturbation and sex, like, I'm going to start asking you explicit questions about your sex life.
You know, I'm going to skirt past it. I hold in my
there
hands.
There you go. So. Within 6 minutes of his idea, we're skirting past it.
I didn't mean to bring up masturbation, honestly. I just know
meant
that...
meant to bring up sex.
Yeah, and,
okay,
you know...
Okay, I don't see any difference, but...
Sex with a person, a little different.
Oh my gosh, I open a door. I open a door. Oh my gosh, there's someone masturbating in there. Someone else opens it up. Michael, you idiot, that person's having sex. Oh, I'm so stupid. And then I go into another room.
You know what's annoying? You probably did a documentary
about
this.
There's somebody having sex in there. And then the other person opens it and they go, oh no, that's someone masturbating. It's the same experience. I open a door. I'm not invited into this. I want to close it.
Okay. I'm not crazy about the idea of prostitution. Feels a little too,
crazy about prostitution. Probably.
Here's what I think should be done.
I love prostitution.
First of all, there's sort of a coldness.
What are you trying to fucking say?
Here's
what
my idea.
What is the subject of your fucking show? This is, you did bring me a rock that can go outside nailed to a G.I. Joe. I knew it. I knew it. This is not a good idea. You didn't invent the time-space warp device.
Well, listen, this show is about thoughts we don't think to think about, and you don't think about any of these thoughts. So
okay. Via the fact that none of them have been thoughts so far, I have not thought about any of them.
Right,
correct.
Well,
I also don't think about the thought, what if strawberries had a face downward paint, hello, goodbye, because that's not a thought. It's a bunch of words. I can't have thought of it before because I would have never come to that thought. Fuck.
All right.
What is – in a sentence. In a sentence.
I think the government should provide
– the government.
Sexual opportunities for people once a month for all single people.
How?
Some sort of assignment process, you know, a willing assignment process, mandated people, you know.
So,
basically, how I envision.
We're talking about if you've ever seen my favorite movie, Logan's Run. There's a device in it called the Circuit.
Mm. Haven't seen it. What's the Circuit do?
The Circuit. This is where, Michael, you should be more relatable to people. Here's the Logan's Run deep cut facts.
I hate it when you quote movies, and probably people aren't crazy about hearing this either, but go ahead.
No, they're not. Ahead, they're not. It's just how I understand the world. Well, Logan's Run's my favorite movie, too. In the Circuit, like, women and men kind of appear in the rooms of people, and they just have sex. Like, it's just kind of assumed that you're going to have sex. And, like,
so I just thought of Logan's Run. As my government mandated idea.
Yeah, the movie in which people die when they reach the age of 35. This was a totalitarian dystopian movie. Deepu was like, "That's ideal."
Well, okay, I wasn't even thinking about the whole 35 thing. But.
So in your opinion, well, you know, I'll say this. I think. Well, first of all. So they'd have a dating app before I was. Why did I start to go into a reasonable
explanation? Can I continue here? You don't have to ask me questions. Just hear me out and then say some stuff as a cashier. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Every month we should be approached by someone in a trench coat. They come to you. They show the goods, and you can agree to have sex with them.
So rape.
No, no. They agree. They agree. Everyone's agreeing.
Why is there a trench coat?
It's classic. And it's, you know, the reveal. It's very, you know, it's...
Okay, it's classic for people that sexually assault people.
No, it's not. It was, don't give trench coats a bad name. I have a trench coat.
They have a bad name.
There,
I can think of five examples off the top of my head in which trench coats have a bad name.
And I can think of 10 examples where they're good.
Okay, you name the good ones, and then I'll name one bad one for every good one.
All right, Gandhi, huge trench coat.
The trench coat mafia. The killers from the Columbine School, as they were called.
Mother Teresa had a trench coat.
Flashers.
Barack Obama has a trench coat.
These are lies. Barack Obama wears a pea coat, famously.
Well, he has a trench coat, but when it rains, he wears it out. In Chicago. Listen, all right, forget the trench coat. It doesn't even have
Spies.
To be there. All right. Trench coat's gone. What do you want to
do? Why do you make it like I made this up? You do this all the time. Like, Mike's just talking bullshit. Like, it's not like... Like, no one... Like, you
no
already have kind of made...
Whatever
I'm just
movie.
Trying to warn you. You've already kind of made a rapey-ish concept. And so to then be like, we should use trench coats. Like, you're not pitching it well.
Okay,
what
about a non-rapey outfit?
Any other outfit. There is one fucking outfit associated with sexual assault, and it's what you fucking chose.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Okay, let's rework it. Every month, we are approached by someone...
Any other... a t-shirt that has a hole in the dick.
Water wingies and khaki shorts.
Is great. That no one's ever been sexually assaulted by somebody wearing water wingies and khaki shorts. Fuck me.
Thank you. All right.
Don't.
I can work with that. I can work with that. How they are selected
how about
is
a bath? How about a bathrobe? People are in bathrobes.
It's kind of rapey. It's basically a water trench coat.
Well, I can't argue with there that a bathrobe is a water trench coat. I won't fight you on that. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah. And everyone must be happy to be there or whatever, you know. I get that.
Obviously, I didn't think you were... I wasn't even entertaining the idea that
but
this
was
consensual.
But there must be no need for me to win them over. They come to me, they proposition...
What if you're not selected?
What if they're not selected to...
What if you're not selected? What if you go to this process and nobody wants to have sex with you?
Nope, there's always plenty of fish in the sea. Plenty of fish. There's always somebody.
Okay, but that doesn't matter. There's always, theoretically, plenty of fish in the sea.
Hmm. Then there's always that fish with a shitty personality.
Yet some fishing communities die of starvation, Deepu. So the question still is, what do you do if you're not selected? Listen, honestly, I think this is probably a great idea. I think it's odd that when we are children, we are given a lot of opportunities to have mixers or socials or dances, hops, mm-hmm. Things like that. And then as adults... you know, we don't. Even all the way up until college, there are, you know, scenarios to meet other people. Why at your job do you not have, this is a more reasonable one, why at your job do you not have, like, we're going to have a mixer with this company that makes plastics? And so then you at your job, I don't know, making shoelaces, you guys meet and you talk about the things that are at the end of shoelaces, that little plastic thing at the end of shoelaces. Mm. It's your common ground, you know, it's like the big opening conversation, plastic shoelaces. And you don't have to do business together. Why aren't there? I think that's a reasonable question.
And if people do have difficulty, if people do have difficulty gelling, you know, we can provide scripts for people to kind of act out.
Do you have one for me?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah,
okay, I've got it right here.
Yep.
You read the first line. I see it.
Okay, so it's, you know, the description is two people.
I have the script. I'm not going to, are you reading, I see my part written here. Are you going to read the narration, or are we simply going to do it?
We're going to just do it.
Thank you. Well, that's a little forward for me.
Well, we can go slow. We can do the narration part.
Okay, start. Start however, it's your, is it a tape, but are we doing it table read style where you're reading the thing, or are we doing it scene style? When Al Pacino does The Godfather, he doesn't go, the Godfather walks into the room. So which style are we doing it?
We're going to do it without the narration. We're just going to go. We're going to be you and me talking.
Go.
Say, what's your name?
My name's Janice.
Janice. Oh, Janice. Oh, I gotta say, you look lovely in the moonlight.
Why, thank you. I dressed up just for this occasion.
And this is a lovely party to be at. I mean, I can't believe we both know the president's niece.
Yes, it's odd how many people she does waxings for. I had much hair behind my knee. It has been a problem my entire life.
Behind your knee, you say? My goodness. How does hair even get there? And why does anyone care?
You've rhymed. Now I find you charming. Now, this is a bad script because it's odd. So what is your problem that you don't have things to say?
That this could be a roundabout.
I know this isn't your problem. When you talk to women, if we're getting very personal. I know this isn't your
issue. No, this isn't about me, man. This is about the world. Please don't make it about me. Please don't make it about me.
You said you're not having enough sex.
Damn it. Did that bleed through somehow? Did that come through the mic?
Okay, so now everyone hears this. Remember 15 minutes ago when he said that? So this is what you have. Everyone always says, oh, you're so mean to Deepu. But you have to understand the fucking maze I live in where he said it. He doesn't remember 50. You know, there's weeks where I'm on here and I get angry that he doesn't remember what the show is about. Mm-hmm. And then he said it. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people.
Oh, sure.
He's shut up. He said it 15 minutes ago. Yes, you said that, Deepu.
This is just one of those corners of the labyrinth where you just see like a little.
And I thought your whole thing was that it wasn't supposed. It was meant to be this right to have sex. I didn't think it was supposed to. You're just adding your script is for a situation like mine that I proposed.
I'm basically working my way towards writing my own, you know, like a self-help get laid book or something like that.
Great, but. Disgusting. I am a non-medical spokesperson, and the views of Banyan Treatment Center do not reflect the views of Big Weasel Little Weasel LLC or its affiliates. Do you or someone you know struggle with drug or alcohol addiction? Call the Banyan Treatment Center at 1-800-508-0119. Again, if you or even anyone you know is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction, call or get more information from the Banyan Treatment Center, 1-800-508-0119, or at banyantreatmentcenter.com. I have a question. I'm going to spin this and make you think about something else. Ooh. So that you can bring the show in for a close. Now, I have long said one of the problems with American culture is that we're a relatively young culture. As such, we don't really have manners. A lot of what we speak about on, you know, when we debate things in America is, you know, is this right? What do you do here? Is this the right thing to do? In other countries, there are like cultural answers. Not all, by the way, and not everyone goes through this. But there are sort of cultural answers for what do you say to an invitation and what do you, you know, things like that. And what is the proper way to court someone? Like we've kind of lost that over the years.
Okay. That may be what I'm missing. Maybe I just we don't have
a
standard
here.
Yeah.
Do you think and manners are one thing. Manners in this country essentially is subjective. If you think someone has been rude, then they're rude. You know, we've talked about manners I don't like. For example, wearing hats indoors is idiotic. That we can't wear hats indoors. It's ridiculous.
Could be hiding a gun there, but whatever.
Could be hiding a gun in the hat, as we discussed on that episode. what in your opinion, this is what I want you to think about, is, and you can go as far as you want with this, does America need an etiquette system? Does America need a across the board etiquette for social situations?
And this would be taught how?
How do we get it? It's cultural. You don't teach it necessarily, but
well,
you know.
I mean, I'm not saying America is completely devoid of etiquette. You know, people say thank you, they say please, they open doors. You know, what are we missing here?
I hate nobody open. I don't open doors.
I open doors. I've had
for
doors
who?
Open.
Why?
Because I'm saving people and a calorie.
You know, I'm in favor of saving calories, which is why I don't open doors for other people. I will frequently, if someone's opened a door, like try to get in behind them so I don't have to waste my arm energy opening that door.
Don't you feel like you get a little close, like, you know, when you're sneaking in behind them and the door's coming in
very
fast?
Very close indeed.
Well, I mean, you know, some people
so
might
should
freak
America
out.
Have an etiquette? That's not really
I would
an
love
etiquette.
An etiquette. I mean,
because
personally.
Now, of course, with opening doors, you know, women and men. I don't open all doors for women. I'll open a door if someone's behind me, if they're behind me.
Sure. Yes. I'm not going to go out of my way. I learned later on that you shouldn't be desperate to please people. You know, I don't go out of my way to open doors. Back in the day, though, when I was... Back in my day, when I was super just desperate to please people, I would just sprint in front of people and dropkick doors open. Honestly.
So what do you... I mean, and to
Very
be
pathetic.
Fair... What shows you about American etiquette and manners and things like that? That is a pretty useless piece of etiquette. I think everyone can get through. We have automatic doors now. If that's the first, one everyone always lists. It's like opening doors for people. What a fucking useless horseshit thing of a practice to do. Like most doors are automatic, in big cities, and then like otherwise, I see most people. I've never heard anyone go home and be like, well, I was home and then nobody held the door open for me, so I slept on the street. Like, you know, like that shows you how far gone we are with etiquette. So, thoughts?
Yeah, the door thing is pretty useless. I agree, but you know, I actually, on a personal level, I would love an etiquette system that kind of streamlines the, you know, various processes that we go through. But here's the problem: it's going to backfire. You know, we'll establish a system and then it'll be abused to death. Let's say,
what does that mean?
Let's say, you know, opening doors does turn...
I honestly can't talk about opening doors.
Okay,
anymore.
Let's not do opening doors. Let's say...
Your example involves approaching people for sex.
Well,
involves
government mandated mandatory prostitution.
Yes, yeah. I know. Your beautiful image for the world, but tell me.
No, we need another innocuous
thing. That aside, Dr. Eggman. What is
everyone should bang?
Better than the racist
tying
Russian one.
Tying someone else's shoes. Let's say that tying a friend's shoes or tying someone else's shoes is a way of
No. I'm not engaging in this. It can't be useless. You've presented a thing about flirting with people. You need to give. How would it backfire with flirting with people?
Well, I feel like everyone would just start using that same display of manners to proposition people to, and then it would become hack, basically, overdone, and then people would be like, "Oh, he's throwing chalk at me again. I hate that sign of affection." So, in this case, throwing chalk would be the thing,
right? So you're sort of going for a very ritualistic kind of culture. This is like an old world culture thing.
Yes.
It's fine because it's an easy one to make up on the spot. I'm into this idea.
Well, what were you thinking?
No. I thought maybe you'd have a genuine. I maybe thought you'd have a sort of modern thing, but this is easy because it's like those sort of old world culture things are kind of easy to get. Okay, so in this instance, like the way a man would a proposition another man or another woman would be, he has is it just a it's obviously it's not chalk dust. We'd all get like emphysema if we were throwing chalk dust all over each other.
I'm honestly thinking chalk dust. Maybe
so
like
we
a healthier
now live
chalk
in this
dust.
Mad horny world of of clouds of particulate in the air in which people are just, the only way to satiate their urging loins is to throw this dry powder at each other. And even then, now this dusty, ashy world in which as every step we take, we shake off a layer of fibers and particulate and dust into the sunlight to even fornicate is this terrible task that is dry and looks like something akin to statues coming to life animating after years in a tomb, and to gain an erection looks as though a tower emerging from the bottom depth of a temple never before seeked before, and now the erection emerges dusty and shaking loose a layer of grain into the sky as the vagina comes forth seething with dust and grain and sand from all the attempts made of foregone years past, crashing like a giant avalanche just like onto this erect tower, this pillar of salt akin to the wife of Lot. Don't look back! Your pussy will turn to salt!
Listen,
that's what you want?
You make it sound bad, but imagine coming home after a long day of looking good.
You're covered in dust.
You're just covered in dust. How pretty would you feel?
Some sort of party that got out. How pretty would it feel?
How pretty would you feel?
So people would throw, let's say, a piece of chalk.
Okay, sure.
Let's say they give it a little toss onto the foot.
They break off a little piece of it and they throw it at
you. They break off a piece of that chalk fuck bar.
And then the more they like you, the bigger the piece they break off. So if you're really pretty, you better put a helmet on, lady. Or person.
Okay. I mean, it's not unreasonable. I've heard weirder ways and cultures in which fashion starts. So people kind of wear helmets in our culture. And we're sort of – this is a bit of a – this would explain in many futuristic dramas in which you see people and you're like, that person is a delivery man. Why are they wearing armor? This explains that people in the future armor up because the way you hit on people is kind of throwing chalk at them. And even lightly, 4 or 5 times a day, you're bruised if you don't even wear some sort of light armor, at least a +1 kind of armor situation.
Imagine being a good-looking person walking down the street.
Amazing. Just every beautiful person is decked out like Metroid, like Samus, like Samus from Metroid. And inside is sexy people.
Inside sexy people.
Models
and,
look like Halo Spartans.
Yep. And it's necessary because people, they can see people oncoming. They can see oncoming people pulling out their pack of chalk, getting ready to break it off. Or maybe just toss the whole thing at them.
What I've proven is that this is not what happens, what you're talking about. Is that when you have an etiquette, when you have a cultural etiquette, it takes a very long time for it to turn into something hack. What happens usually in reality is that the culture, if it's embraced by the culture, this custom, you know, as a universal thing, it actually becomes what the culture builds itself upon. It becomes what we create fashion from and customs from and looks from and transportation from. We build stuff upon that, you know? I would imagine that dresses are one of the reasons we don't have zip lines in modern cities.
Really? Because just that openness.
If you're going to have a fashion that would make travel faster, obviously zip line harnesses are the most efficient fashion to wear, right?
I mean, we're assuming we have a network of zip lines and lifts.
Saying, if life were all about these efficiencies and all about these ways of like you're talking about, which are, quite frankly, Deepu, terrifying. It makes me think you're sort of a little bit of a tyrant inside there. You know, these government-mandated sex socials.
Everyone's willing. Huge asterisk. Everyone's willing.
I understand. Have you heard of bars? So So if you believe life, this is a question I'm asking you. We had a lot of fun building up this little world. But life is never about these efficiencies. People never want to do the most efficient thing. It's usually more about – zip lines would be the more efficient way to do that. Someone would have seen a zip line and said, this is great for commuters. Anyone who's able-bodied to get up on there, this should be how we travel around the city. There's no reason not to. And then harnesses would have become the fashion of our time. But they aren't. Because of course, people don't operate that way. We really don't.
And so, that's what kind of it hurts, you know, because I can't figure out these nuances. I see things very simply. I see things in a very black and chalk world.
I think you see them very complexly and believe they have to be solved with things like, I don't even want to describe your solution.
Inventing new systems. That's what I think I have to do. That's what I think I have to do.
New or barbarically old.
Right name on wall. You love me.
Yeah, Deepu, it used to be called a harem.
But harems are sad. Everyone's sad in these past stories. I'm talking about happy shit.
Okay? I'm sure.
Everyone's super happy.
That's one person was not sad in the harem situation.
I have to look up harem later. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I know it kind of means...
And ladies and gentlemen, hi. I'm Mike Falick. We've had a lot of fun here today. But what you need to realize is that mostly talking to Deepu is a lot like the story of Rumpelstiltskin. In reality, it's a big facade. As soon as you figure out the magic password that shows he's in fact very confused, it all ends.
And I would love to give a great.
Why don't you look up? You know what? I have homework for you. In 2 months' time, I would like you to have researched harems. And I've never done this to you before, but I would really like you to. I often sound like a snob on this show.
A little bit.
An educated snob. I would like you to research harems. I think you would, at the very least. I sometimes try and get you excited in history. I think at the very least, harems will get you excited. I'm serious. I think if you – I will send you the spelling later because I know that's the next question.
I can spell it. I know.
Can you?
Yeah. H-A-R-E-M.
You got so lucky. And so he guessed, by the way. I can tell when he's guessing. He's by the way, Deepu is most confident when guessing and lying outright. So if he's ever like, no, this is what it is. That's never the way he is normally. He's very apologetic.
I'm just
apologetic
really good at spelling shit,
knows.
Dude. I mean, obviously, I don't know a lot about harems, but I know how to spell it.
Didn't you try to convince me you were in a spelling bee competitively?
That might have been like a hack Indian joke, but maybe.
I think in 2 months' time, you're gonna come to us in kind of like a book report. I'm gonna send you some books, and you're gonna learn about harems. Okay.
I love it, dude.
Will you actually do it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There's not enough time for a conclusion. I'll put it in the description.
Go for a conclusion.
No, I'm going to put it in the description of the episode, in the podcast. Thanks.
On the hopefulness that you actually send that to me, why don't you record it in audio?
No, I'm gonna save it. There's not enough time. We're out of time.
I am now going to talk to the Alice Little of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada. And why this is a good transition is because if you don't know who Alice Little is, she is the number one earning sex worker in America. And just to be very blunt about it, she is a legal prostitute. Let me ask you a question that's very important to you, because you talked about, this is me setting up a goofy bit, don't get nervous. You talked about going out on dates. I have a strong opinion, which I have said on the show before, and I want your opinion on it. I don't think people should eat in front of each other.
Oh my God, that's so funny, but
Hold on, Alice. That's the second time she said it, audience. So you go and you write home to your parents about how funny I am. Sorry, continue. It's all about me, Alice. I have to let you know that.
Because
you said
problem.
I was funny. I have to make sure everybody notices when I get compliments. I'm the compliment finder.
There you go.
I find it continue as to why it's so funny. It's disgusting. I don't know why people are eating in front of each other.
I don't know if it's disgusting, but you're definitely vulnerable when you're eating. I mean,
from attacks from ninjas?
There's so many graceful ways to eat salad.
Oh, I could talk for like fucking 20 days about salad. Okay, first of all, why are people scrimping on the size of salad plates? Like, is there some shortage of bigger plates in the world? If you have a salad, it should not fill the entire plate unless you're just dedicated to spending thousands more a year at your restaurant at me knocking the salad over. I'm on record about this shit. Like, why, what are there not bigger plates that you can have us, or is it a weird organizational thing that chefs have to fill the whole plate with salad? It's gonna go everywhere. There is no graceful way to eat it. You look like a sea manatee every time. It's ridiculous. Also, the biological process of eating is the same as pooping. I know nobody wants to hear it, but it is.
I can't really argue with that. There are definitely necessary biological processes, and some are sexier than others, that's for sure.
Well.
But then again, you never know what's in your tissue, though.
What was that? You cut out for a second there.
Oh, you really never know what someone's going to find appealing. Like, I may not have a particular food fetish, but at the same time, though, I think there's something hot about being fed off of someone else's fork. There's something a little erotic there.
Yes, there is. Wait, hold on. I would say it the other way. I would say there's something inherently erotic about somebody putting something in your mouth. Therefore, I don't want to watch people that I don't want to erotic with do it. So my point is that I don't want to see, like, someone's grandma eating. Gross. I don't want to see anyone that I'm not sexually interested in eating. It's the same with pool parties. Everyone's in their underpants. I don't want to go to a family pool party. Come to a family pool party. Your whole family will be in their underpants. No, I'm not coming.
Oh, okay. You have got to come to one of my work pool parties then, because let me tell you.
Is that an invitation?
I see no reason why not to. Come on out. It is so much fun. During the summer months, we do gigantic pool parties with barbecue. We've got the DJ up there by the pool.
Oh, and it's like a nightmare right for now, me, Alice. So you've got bathing suits and eating?
Bathing suit? Oh. You think there's bathing suits?
Oh, there
you go.
You're
so funny. You think that there's bathing suits? Oh no. There's no bathing suits. And there's no underwear either. These oftentimes become very much so naked pool parties. But that's part of the fun, though, is because, well, where else in America do you get to go to a naked pool party and eat barbecue?